if you flew in a dirigible over Austin in the dark of night, you could probably find the city just by listening for a huge airborne column of amazing guitar music. Standing out among even those very many famous fingers would be Eric Johnson. He grew up in Austin, and his music reflects that town's many and varied influences: country, blues, jazz fusion, and just plain rock and roll. Eric Johnson's newest release is called Bloom, and he joined us in Studio 4A. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you so much. Great to be here.
And you're joined by your drummer, Tommy Taylor, and your bass player, Chris Marsh, but they don't have microphones, so just maybe if you could just shout out hello.
Hey there.
Hello.
Okay, nice to have you with us here as well. I'd like to begin, just put people in the mood. Could you begin by playing us your song, Summer Jam?
I'd be happy to.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I think that's as loud a sound as I certainly have ever heard in this studio.
Really? So y'all never had like a freight train come through here?
Not yet. I'm sure that's in our future. I noticed the, I have a change purse with coins in it. The coins were rattling.
Well, that's a good sign, I guess.
Yeah. You don't hear a lot of instrumental rock and roll on the radio these days.
No, I you really don't. Probably not very much for many years, really, I guess.
What happened?
Well, you know, I think people have heard a lot of the licks and music that's come out of electric rock guitar for 40 years or so. Sometimes it runs that risk of becoming too much, well, here's the fancy guitar playing, and then the music is a little bit second nature. And I think it would be kind of timely to try to, push it into a new kind of thing that it could do other stuff.
There are a lot of people who imitate you, who aspire to kind of take something from your example. And I wonder if you ever, past a certain age, imitated anybody or took them as a real inspiration.
Oh, definitely. I think the way that you develop your own sound is you go through a process by which you imitate people, sometimes very closely. With me, I would mimic people to the note. Mm-hmm. And then I think you form a collage of all these different players that you imitate, that you learn, and you form your own recipe. I think anybody that has an originality to them, it came from a pool of taking stuff from their predecessors.
We want you to play another song now, and I want to get you to talk about it a little bit first. This is Tribute to Jerry Reed.
Uh-huh. This is a country western kind of piece, and it kind of employs a lot of the techniques that the guitarist Jerry Reed used. And he was one of the first guys to really develop country guitar in a way that's reminiscent of steel guitar players. where you pick several notes at once and you stretch strings with while you're not stretching the other strings. And I learned a lot from that and kind of used that technique to develop my style in general.
Well, all right, please, a tribute to Jerry Reed.
All right.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You've dedicated this album, Bloom, to your father.
Right, I have. Uh-huh.
Mind talking about your father?
Not at all. My parents were really instrumental in getting me into music. And my dad passed away a few years ago. But he loved music so much. And I remember seeing the effect music had on him when I was 3 years old. You know, it was just so strong. I mean, he would cry or laugh or just dance, or it was just so, he really loved it. And they really wanted me to, you know, take piano lessons, which I did when I was early, and they just really kind of supported the musical thing, especially until I decided to do it for a career.
Wait, you mean we love music, but we didn't mean you?
Yeah, we didn't mean to. You know, my dad was a MD, and so at one point in my teenager, I was like, well, Dad, I guess I'm going to go rock. And he's like, no, what? No school, no medical school, no. And I think, even though I think I get off track sometimes with the purpose of music, or, you know, if you get too self-indulgent, which I think I do sometimes with my guitar playing, but I think it's always in my mindset that music is supposed to touch you. It's supposed to have an impact. And if you see it do it to somebody else, so then you go out and you seek music that will do that to you. And it's like just, it's like currency being put in a certain account. And you build up that investment of that really the most sublime purpose for music.
Is there a song you'd like to play us out on?
Sure.
We were hoping for 12 to 12 vibe.
Okay, be happy to do it.
Let me thank you first and then we'll listen. Eric Johnson, thanks so much for coming in and playing for us.
My pleasure.
Eric Johnson, his new CD is called Bloom, speaking with us here in Studio 4A. Get ready. Well, that ain't chamber music. You can hear songs from Bloom and see video of Eric's performance here in our studios by coming to our website, npr.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.